Time for another podcast. It's Wednesday, June 7th, 2023. Hump day. You know, just thinking of that commercial where the camel's walking through the office. You know what day it is? It just still cracks me up. It's hump day. And it's funny because, you know, we divide our lives up so much between work and not work that hump day is Wednesday, right? But that then can't include Saturday and Sunday because otherwise hump day would be, I think, Thursday, right? You have 3 days in front, 3 days after. But it is what it is, and it's fun. Hump day is fun. Hump day is fun. You know, I got to remind Lisa every Wednesday. the joke of the day today is going to be a little dirty. So I like that. I find myself, you know, and I talked about this once in an episode where, there's an element where I watch what I say a little bit because, you know, my dad or my mom or, well, my mom's never going to figure out how to listen. So, but my dad may, my family might, and we don't all have the same opinions and they're going to hate some of mine. So I decided that I can't care. And so I thought when I kind of let myself free of that, that I would just kind of go crazy and talk about stuff that no one should ever talk about. And I haven't. And it has nothing to do with like an effort to or not to. It just, you know, that's not the stuff that comes up. And I should always have a sexual topic or some sort of topic on a certain day of the week that would be, you know, offensive to people I know. You know, stuff that I really believe in or stuff that I'm cool with everybody knowing that I feel that way. But just to get under people's skin. And I'm not even that guy that likes to, yeah, okay, I am. I do like to get under people's skin. In a fun way, though. I'm not like a mean guy. I can be, but I... Okay. I'm really learning a lot about myself right now when I talk about me. All right, anyway, let's stop doing this. This is too therapeutic. This was supposed to be therapeutic and creative outlet for me, and it's getting to be too much. So, no, I'm kidding. I don't care. I when there's two things in my life, age and being in a wheelchair, that create this void of vanity. You just, I mean, at the end of the day, you just can't care. You just can't. Let's do the joke of the day, and it's a good one. I've known this one, and I've had this one up my sleeve for a while. I've known this joke since I was a kid, and it used to make me laugh till I cried, primarily because of its subject matter. So here's the joke. Here we go. What do you call a masturbating bull? Beef stroking off. When you picture a cow masturbating, it's just funny. It's just funny. Ugh. And now, do you ever want beef stroganoff ever again? What is that cream sauce? All right. I'm going to lose it again. Here's what I'm grateful for. A good list today. We just got a little rain yesterday. Just a little bit, but the lawn and the plants seem to really enjoy it. A lot of things greened up where it wasn't green. And it's funny because I you know, turn the sprinklers on and then I drag them around the yard. And okay, I don't do that, but I do have sprinklers and I do turn them on. And I just, the lawn doesn't seem to respond like it does to a short, solid rain that we had yesterday. It was only maybe a half an hour, but it was a nice rain. Everybody's like, oh, that'll run off. But I gotta be honest with you, everything looks better today. So I don't know what you're talking about. Everything runs off. Maybe the grass likes when everything runs off. But it seriously, like, everything looks better. Our plants look better. Everything looks better. And I don't know what's the difference between rain and what I'm shooting up through the ground. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I'm grateful that my neighbors don't call the authorities on us for our barking dogs. Man, I'll tell you what. On days when Lisa's not here and I'm here. I have to go outside probably 5 or 6 times a day to collect my barking dogs. And Carol Sumbry, who I am going to talk to this week, I swear to everything. She says you shouldn't fence off the front part of your yard with the electric fence because it puts the dogs in a bad position because they can see people and they want to be by the people, but they can't get to the people. And I don't know. I agree with her. It would have been better to start that way, but we've already opened Pandora's box. But I am grateful to my neighbors. And when I'm outside and I'll apologize because it's usually somebody walking by and I'll be like, I'm so sorry. They're like, no, we like it. Those are good neighbors. Now, they're either lying to me or they just enjoy that the dogs are so excited to see them. I don't know. Probably lying. I'm grateful for new technology. I use a headset, and I know some people are like, oh, you're totally dumb if you wear a headset. I'm just going to stop right here and just say, look. I'm going to say words here that people are going to be offended by. And I try not to. The swear words I'm not talking about. I want to say that's totally gay. When I was coming up in radio and everything, when I was in radio for 12 years, we used to say it on the air all the time. Oh my God, that's so gay. And there's no offense meant by it. I'm not saying that it's homosexual in nature. I'm just saying like it's weird or dumb or whatever. And I just wanted to say that right there. I know some people think wearing a headset is gay. and I'm not going to, I'm going to just say it. And I mean no offense by it. It's just a funny, interesting way of saying something is weird. And if you take offense to it, report me to the FCC. They can't do anything about it anyway. But complain about it. Some people think that wearing a headset is just gay. And, but I wear one because I'm in a wheelchair. And if I want to be able to move around and, talk whilst moving, I can't hold the phone up to my head. I don't have a good place to, like a lot of you hold your phone out in front of you. And I think that looks ridiculous as well. So I wear a headset. And that's sort of like saying I have some sort of, I'm bipolar. But I wear a headset. And for years, I have used this Plantronics Voyager, like the cream of the crop, like the one that everybody rates the best all the time this year. But I'm just so sick and tired of the battery life. I think the one that I'm getting is like an older version, and I don't know that they have a newer version of the one I get. And so you get this thing that's been sitting in a warehouse for a couple of years, and the battery just doesn't. The last 2 or 3 pairs I've had, the battery life lasts like 3 hours, and that's just not good enough. So I went out looking at reviews, and I got a new headset yesterday. Now, the Plantronics that I normally get is about $100. And the new headset that I got is $38 with a battery life that is supposed to be at least 3 times as long. Huh? See what I'm saying? Now, I have put the headset in my ear, but I have not taken a call or made a call with it. I got it at, 9 o'clock last night. Amazon rocks. So tomorrow I'll report on how it worked for real. But right now, it's the greatest headset that I've ever gotten, with one exception, which we'll talk about in a minute. I'm grateful for a good night of sleep last night with solid dreams. I love good dreams. I love good, crazy dreams where Arnold Schwarzenegger shows up and we're on an adventure together. I love them. So that's my list of what I'm grateful for today. Lisa and the dogs, of course, I'm grateful for them. Of course I am. And I don't mean to forget them. I just, they weren't on the top of my radar just because it rained yesterday. anyway, that's what I'm grateful for. Don't forget to be grateful for things, and don't forget to tell people that you are, in fact, grateful for them. So this is the meat of the program. This is What's Eating Kale. And these are things that confound, interest, or gnaw at me. And we're going to start this out with the old payments from our big investment are 38 days late. Okay, I said that so short that that drum roll was really long. Just moving right along. Packaging. Today I am bitching a little. I really am. And you're like, you always bitch. You always say you're not going to bitch, but you bitch. And that might be true, but today I am purposely going into bitch because when I got my new headset last night, I was excited to get it. And I'm like, okay, it's like 9 o'clock at night. And I'm darn near ready to go to bed. I'm doing this podcast right now. I have written everything. I have done all the work and I'm recording this and it's not even 6:15 right now. So 9 o'clock is kind of late. I'm opening up this package and it looked like nice packaging. It just had a nice lightweight, thin plastic sheathing around it. One little slice with the scissors and that comes right off. And then there's like a nice cardboard wraparound sleeve around a nice looking black box. And I go to take off that cardboard sleeve, which, should, you know, honestly, you should just be able to slide the box out from underneath it. Now, sometimes they put tape on either end, and that can be a little annoying, but you just cut the tape, and you just slide it through, and you're done. Not in this case. There's no tape, but yet the box won't slide through, right? So I go to, like, I'm just trying to loosen it up, and I'm trying to push, and, you know, like maybe there's a little tackiness on the inside or something. Can't get it. So I think that here's the seam. If I pull right here, it'll just like open the whole seam and the cardboard wrap will come right off. But no, it did not. I swear to you, I should have taken a picture of this. And maybe I still can because we had a fresh garbage bag in and it's at the top of the garbage. The cardboard wraparound, I had to peel it back like a banana. Like an inch at a time. And then it was awful. I don't know what was going on there. It took me like 5 minutes to rip through that. And like there was no way to get your finger under it. Well, I could have probably used the scissors, but I'm only thinking of that now. And I kind of don't want to scratch the black box, you know? That's me making excuses. I should have just used the goddamn scissors. Anyway, it was a disaster. It took me less effort to open my grill like a month ago. Swear to God. But I think the product's going to be great. I really do. I'm pretty excited about it. Got good reviews. It was a number two in a couple of reviews, so I'm pretty excited. The one that I normally get is number one. So hopefully I won't be like, oh, this is a dramatic drop. Have you ever gotten the packaging, though, that is like that anti-theft plastic that like literally would slice your hand off if you handle it badly? Ugh. And you got to get like an industrial scissors to cut through it. I hate that stuff. Should be outlawed. So this kind of ties in with thing number one. Thing number two that's eating me today is scissors. In our house, we used to have just tons of scissors. Scissors everywhere. And not one of them could cut. And so something was going on and I was trying to get something open. I tried one scissors, didn't work. Oh, go grab another scissors. It didn't work. We have a heavy duty shears and that didn't work. And I was like, what the F is going on with our scissors? We have all these scissors. I have two pairs of scissors in my office. Lisa probably has a pair of scissors in her office. We have two pairs of scissors in the junk drawer and there's at least one or two pair of scissors in a drawer that we use for cutting food. So I'm done with scissors that don't work. So not long ago, I go and I look up reviews and I'm going to find the best scissors out there. And I buy 2-3 packs of scissors. Now, they call scissors pairs. I have no idea why they sell them in a 3-pack. Even one scissors is a pair of scissors. I don't know why that is. So I go and I buy these 6 that are going to replace the crummy ones that we have. And so I placed them where all the scissors had been. And they're great. They cut really, really nice. But I was blown away by the scissor packaging. Just absolutely mind blown. My hand to God, the scissors packaging required a scissors to open. What if this is my first pair of scissors? I swear to you, I had to use a knife to get the scissors open. What if the only pair of scissors I had broke and I have to order a pair of scissors and now, like, I have to go to a neighbor and be like, can I borrow scissors? Like, no, I had to use a knife. How dumb is that? Ay, ay, ay. What's the world coming to? If you're a scissors manufacturer, think about it before you. Well, let's put it in a package that you need a scissors. I think there were zip ties on there. You can't just get those off. Ay. Lots of mistakes in my life. Time to learn from my mistakes. Reflect my mistakes and the mistakes of others. So I can become a better person. A lesson that I've had a hard time learning over my lifetime is business related. There are times in business when you take whatever work is in front of you because you need the money. You know, it's usually in your area of expertise because you know how to do it. You happen to be telling somebody about it, and then you just say, hey, could you do this for me? Okay, I'll do it. In my career, which was mostly successful except for 3 total years of 20, I've been a sucker for seeing good people or good businesses being taken advantage of. And in marketing, it is so easy to take advantage of people. And I hate when I see it happening. Because it's going to, people getting, you know, just here's one example. Websites are just, everybody understands, you know, what a website is and whatever. There are websites out there that should cost $100,000, maybe even $1 million. And then there are websites out there that should cost $1,500, you know, maybe a couple of grand. And the people who are getting websites that should cost a couple of grand, maybe $5,000 or something like that, are you go to a marketing firm, they're going to pay $30,000-$40,000. Every single time. Every single time. And the company doesn't know that. They don't know that what they're getting doesn't require $40,000 worth of $50,000. I mean, I've seen. Now, there are legit reasons, you know, when you develop a website and you have to custom program things and you have to bring data in from third-party sources to, or even from your internal sources. That obviously can complicate things. I've built one of my first jobs is $250,000. And it involved a website that it was, a large part of what the job was. So when I see it happening though, I just have to say, look, I can help you out here. I'll probably do a better job than they will and cost you a quarter of the money. But I end up then doing work that I wouldn't normally want to do. And even though it's not work that I, you know, that I'm aiming to get, I'm relentless when I work. I shit is going to get done and shit is going to work, period. It's just, I won't stop and I'm not going to charge you more for it unless you throw new things at me. Right? Like you're like, oh, now we see this. We want to be able to do. Okay. That'll cost you a little bit more. But if I said something's going to go the way it's going to go, it is going to go the way it's going to go until I will work until I am nearly dead to make sure it happens. Even if it's work I don't love. Even if I'm not breaking the bank. So I need to find a way that I can help those people and perhaps have somebody else do the work. But I don't want my, you know, if I have to direct it, I got to make something. So I got to find somebody who does it for a reasonable enough money where I'm not now overcharging them. In the past, you know, that's turned into, this happened so many times. People that I trusted, people that I've known, people that I, you know, considered to be friends, inevitably start selling the customer something they don't want over time. They end up overcharging them because the customer's money. Or something could have just been managed differently. The customer gets unhappy with something. So in reality, if I ever do this, I don't. You know, it's sort of like watching a car, or you know what it's like? It's like watching the Discovery Channel and you see the antelope about to get taken down by the cheetah. And you're like, photographer, do something about that. Like, stop that shit from happening. I should probably do a couple of these. I'm pretty sure I swore a few times in there. But it's like that, and I don't want to do that. I can't sit there and just watch that happen. Well, you know, good luck to you. Ugh. Never forgive myself. And what kind of good guy, you know, like what kind of human being am I if I do that? You know, so anyway, that's been a problem. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to figure out a way in certain circumstances where I'm doing work that I don't want to focus on, that I hand that work off to somebody else and I can just be the front face of it and just direct it and guide it and get it done for my customer at a reasonable rate, but in a way that I know it needs to get done. And I'll be the one to talk the vendor down off of, well, we could build this multi-bajillion dollar thing. Well, no, there's this great, you know what? I'm going to post this on the website. If you're interested in this, there's this great project management cartoon that I've used so many times in the past. I'll try to explain it, but I'll put it up online because it's brilliant. And it's like six or seven panels of here's what the salesperson heard during the order. Here's what the development team, you know, and it just goes through and all the guy needed at the end of the day was just a chair. And it's, or no, he needed a tire swing. That's what it was. He just needed a tire swing. And it, during here, there's like a lounge chair swinging from a tree that, you know, and it can't be supported. It's freaking hilarious. But that's what marketing is like. That's what IT is like. That's what technology is like. It's awful. There's probably a business in there just for somebody, but people don't know that they're being taken advantage of, and people don't know it's until it's too late, and then they just don't trust the service at all. They don't want to talk to anybody about it. No, we built a, are you kidding me? We built a website 80 years ago. I'll never do it again. I feel bad for those people. You know, people spending a massive amount of money on marketing when they don't have to. And they're not even doing the right things and they're not going to get the right results. And it's just, ugh. Did you know this is, and I don't mean to get too much into business here. 87%, I think it's 87%, 87% of all marketing projects fail. 87%. And you people keep buying it. Mm-hmm. Coming up this week, I swear to you, I am going to talk to Carol Summery. I swear. And other good people. You don't need to just listen to me. Until then, make it a good one.